Welcome to Proverbs for the day. This is May the 8th. So we're in Proverbs 8, verses 13 and 14. Now Proverbs 8 is a loaded chapter. It is a loaded passage of Scripture. And so today's passage is loaded and it is essential for sanity. Now you see, the Bible defines itself. If you take the Bible and let it be what it is, the Bible will define itself. And the Bible requires some things of those who come to it. It requires hearing, as truly taken in. It requires heeding and holding. And in our passage, let's read it, Proverbs 8, verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." So it requires hearing and heeding and holding. And in this passage, the Bible requires hating. Hating. You know, without proper hating, we cannot have, as it says in verse 5, here in chapter 8, verse 5, he says, "O ye simple, understand wisdom. Ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." Without proper hating, we cannot have wisdom. We can't have counsel and understanding and strength. Look how this statement starts off. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So God gives us a definition here. The Lord helps us to understand what is the fear of the Lord. Now, it's several things. We know its effect. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's an effect. But here is a definition. The fear of the Lord is. So he's defining part of the fear of the Lord. He's not describing its benefits, okay? What he is describing is what it is. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So I don't have a proper fear of the Lord if I don't hate evil. Now, of course, we've got to come to our Bible and let God teach us what is it to hate evil. There are some Bible characters that if you've read your Bible, and if you haven't quite read through your Bible once, set out to, and you'll get to this character in the Bible. And his name is not Job, it's Job. If you first looked at it in your index, it would say the book of Job to you, but it's a long O, it's the book of Job. And the Bible says of him to begin, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil." And so eschew is another word. And by the way, I want to throw this in here. And if you're already a Bible believer and a practicing Christian, hold yourself to this. This is so helpful, okay? The Bible is meant to be studied like everything else. I mean, I meet people that have done their master's degree. Sometimes they've done it in agriculture. Sometimes they've done it in criminal science. Sometimes they've done it in mathematics. But they've had to study. Why would a Christian think they could be good at anything without studying? Well, listen, if you want to shoot well, you study. And you find somebody else who can not just shoot well, but teach it. If you want to do anything well, and so you come to the Bible and you study it. Part of studying is being taught. I have in the back of my teaching Bible a thing I've kept there for years, printed out of words that aren't commonly used today. But that doesn't mean that they're... Well, listen, 90% of the words that they have to learn to get medical training aren't commonly used. I mean, have you ever thought that just Christians have become lazy? Well, this is not about the ant. This is about the fear of the Lord, so let's move on. The fear of the Lord, defining part of it here. Now, if you want the benefits of fearing the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, etc., then you have to have its elements. And so one of its elements is to hate evil. Let's look at the verse. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, okay? Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. So, to hate evil. Now, we're talking about within you. We're not talking about hating taxation. Okay? Though I don't think very many of us are like real happy about it. We're not talking about hating what's going on with the reverse giving of human rights, okay? An upside-down culture. We're talking about hating evil, but we're talking about starting within to hate evil. See, here's what it's easy to do. It's easy to get people to hate the evil in others without looking within. Perhaps you're listening and don't have a Bible handy. If you do have a Bible handy, you could turn to Romans 7 for just a moment. And if you don't, you could remember these passages, look them up later. But in Romans chapter 7, it's significant because he helps us to understand. Here's what he says. He says, the law is holy, verse 12, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin. Not an error, not a mistake, sin. You know, God even made the English language to where certain words just hit you like sin and death and hell and heaven and joy and glory. They have a ring to them. Sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is good. You know, people are constantly upset about, let's say, the speed limit. And I understand, trust me. But have you ever noticed that that thing is there to help us understand that that a lot of us are just reckless by nature? Have you ever noticed that a lot of these curves where they'll put the arrows in the sides and say slow down, right here on my road, there are two crosses on the side of the road like you put where people die. And then last week, probably the anniversary of someone's death, there was one put there that said daddy. You know why? He didn't heed the curve. He said, well, you know, I ought to have enough sense. Well, I know that. But God didn't leave that to us about salvation. He didn't help us to understand sin by looking at nature. He gave us a book and preachers. So you see, the whole existence on earth has laws and rules for a purpose to show us that we ourselves are, at our core, at our old nature, we're lawless. Okay? Here's the point. We start within. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil. Evil. Get the King James word. Verse 19, Romans 7. The evil which I would not, that I do. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. You know what the fear of the Lord is? It's to hate evil. So the fear of the Lord is to have a healthy hatred for my old nature. My propensity to evil. Lord, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now, moving right along. Pride. Look at the next one. Pride, arrogancy, the evil way. Pride. Beware of pride, no matter how humbly dressed it is. I've seen some people with religious garb on, you know, that was meant to make them look humble, but they were incredibly proud of their religion. Beware of pride humbly dressed. Pride, in God's mind, is an abomination. Now, we said earlier this month, it's good to know what you know, but it's also good to know where you got it from. It's also good to know what you really are without Jesus Christ. You know, all this stuff about self-esteem, let's have a healthy understanding of the old nature so that we can have some Christ-esteem. Let's look together. Look, pride, arrogancy. Arrogancy is an inflated view of one's worth or rank or position. Even in Hannah's prayer, God, through the Holy Spirit, spoke of dealing with the arrogant and how the arrogant speak. Have you ever thought that God gave somebody a good mind where they could understand mathematics or whatever, and how arrogant it is for them to say there is no God? Have you ever thought of how arrogant it is for these people who are supposedly so valuable because they can pretend to be somebody else? Have you ever wondered how would you know if someone is being sincere if they spend their whole life being somebody else? We're talking about actors, okay? Arrogancy. He said pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. There's a way of living that's just evil. That could be evil without being without robbing banks. Paul said it was evil in Romans 7. So evil is just anything. You put a little D on there, what do you got? You got devil. Anything that's ungodly. It's not like God. It's not the way God would do it. Look, the froward mouth. And yes, it is grieving. It's grieving when it's without us. Listen, don't watch, don't listen to, don't indulge, don't compromise with things that promote pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth. Don't do that. But notice what he said. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. He said, I am understanding. I have strength. Now I want you to get this, please. In my opinion, this is one of the things that needs to be taught to a new convert. This is not deep, okay? But it is sound doctrine. It is, has a deep effect. I am crucified with Christ. The verse is Galatians 2 and verse 20. Galatians 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now watch. We hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way. You say, well, I find that within me. If you're born again, if you're saved, that's not you anymore. That's your old nature. Read Romans 7 and Galatians 2 with this devotion. Please. Take your new converts. Take your children. Take them and sit them down and explain to them how simple this thing is. Galatians 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Ready? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. So, my old nature, God declared it where I can deny it without it warping me. So, I'm crucified, but not I, but Christ liveth in me. So, I have a new nature. I'm a born-again creature. I'm a new creature in Christ. Not a new creation yet. I still got an old body. New creature. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, I'm not trying to work my way to heaven. I'm not trying to live my way into God's grace. But as he contrasts verse 13 of Proverbs 8, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, froward mouth. Listen, counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Jesus Christ saved you. What you are now is a born-again believer. And so your new nature cannot sin. What you do with your members, your hands, your feet, your ears, your eyes, your tongue, your brain, okay, is an indication of whether or not you're yielding to the old nature or the new nature. The reason I hate evil and pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth, the reason I hate it is because that which I hate, sometimes I do. I hope this has been a blessing to you. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.